Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk. Jak najbardziej 6 minut po 11. Witamy bardzo serdecznie. Chris Farman.
And I'm joined here with the lovely Ewelina Potocka.
Dzień dobry, good morning. Witamy bardzo, bardzo serdecznie. To jest zupełnie nowa audycja na naszej antenie, na antenie Radia Gdańsk. Chris będzie mówił po angielsku, ja będę mówiła po polsku i mam nadzieję, że będziecie z nami. Nie przerażajcie się. To będzie bardzo miła godzina.
Exactly, so it's going to be a bilingual radio station and with Ewelina speaking Polish and me speaking English and hopefully I'll understand everything she says. We will see.
A ja będę, mam nadzieję, starać się rozumieć to, co mówi Chris. Chris, trochę już w Gdańsku mieszka. Czy lubisz Gdańsk?
Gdańsk is a nice place, actually. I quite like it. I've been here now for around 3 years.
Świetnie mówisz po polsku.
Nieźle. It needs to be better. It should be better by now. But this is one of my goals for 2019, is to really focus on learning Polish, getting a little bit better with it. But to be honest, I think it's quite an easy language. It's just the grammar. Your grammar is quite... ridiculous.
Zgadzam się w pełni. Gdybym nie była Polką, nie wiem, czy potrafiłabym nauczyć się języka polskiego. Bardzo trudny język, ale bardzo serdeczny, od serca. From the heart.
Yeah, it's honestly not too bad. I think it's just remembering the vocabulary. Once you kind of remember all the vocabulary, the different words, things like this, it's not so bad. But in general, Gdańsk is a very nice place. You have the beach, you have the city. And my kind of view is that everything is just a 15-minute drive away. You know, you can go anywhere very easily, very quickly. So it's a nice place.
I ludzie, people.
The people, Polish people, they are very nice. There's a few cultural things that I don't quite understand just yet. And I would say one of them is the good morning. Wherever you go, people say good morning.
Zawsze.
For example, if you walk into the post office, very often, every time you walk into the post office, it's always dzień dobry as you walk in. However, I have a question here because I don't know why this is. When you walk into places such as a post office or into a shop, people say good morning. However, I've been in the forest walking my dog before. And in the forest, as you know, there's not many people. So you will see somebody maybe 200 meters away and you see them walking closer
already
to you.
Already, tak, już machają z daleka. Dzień dobry.
But they don't do this. They don't do this. Instead, they would rather just walk past you in silence. And it's a little bit awkward. It's a bit strange, actually.
Because we always say good morning on a post office, not in a forest.
It seems so. Or in the elevator, for example, you say good morning when you enter the elevator and then goodbye when you leave. But for the 10 stories which you've just traveled, you... say nothing.
I o tym właśnie będzie między innymi nasza audycja zawsze w soboty między 11 a 12 w Radiu Gdańsk. Będziemy rozmawiać o podobieństwach i o różnicach. About similarities and differences between między Polakami a Anglikami. Państwo muszą mi też wybaczyć, będę troszeczkę mieszać język angielski z polskim, ale będę starała się jednak mówić po polsku. Chris jest tutaj od języka angielskiego. Postanowieniem Chrisa na nowy rok jest nauka języka polskiego. Learning Polish is your New Year's resolution.
This is one of many.
The subject of resolutions. Temat postanowień to jest temat naszego dzisiejszego spotkania. Będziemy o tym więcej mówić już za chwilę.
Good morning, Gdansk. Okay, so we are here talking about New Year's resolutions, and I want to find out actually what your New Year's resolutions are. So if you actually log on to our Facebook page, it is Good Morning Gdansk, and you can write us a comment or a message, or you can text us on 603-060-606. Let us know your New Year's resolutions.
Mamy też e-maila goodmorninggdańsk@rgen.pl.
So, Evelina, what exactly are your New Year's resolutions? I'm interested.
You are interested. Krzyś interesuje się tym, jakie są moje noworoczne postanowienia. No cóż, drodzy Państwo, moje postanowienia są co roku takie same, każdego roku te same, czyli więcej wizyt na siłowni. Tak, i mniej słodyczy. Less sweets.
Less sweets.
Trudno to bardzo wykonać, ponieważ I love chocolate.
I think most people do. Most people do, definitely.
Tak, zdecydowanie. To jest chyba najpopularniejsze postanowienie wśród Polaków i też wśród Anglików, ale o tych postanowieniach pod względem statystyk jeszcze będziemy rozmawiać. Natomiast zdecydowanie jeszcze więcej ruchu, chociaż umieniony rok w moim przypadku nie był taki zły, jeśli chodzi o aktywność fizyczną, ale jeśli chodzi o aktywność fizyczną, myślę, że Chris tutaj przoduje. You like a lot of gym and exercises.
I don't know about like. It can be okay, definitely.
I must.
I must, exactly. It's necessary. But now, you know, New Year's has started. New Year, new me, this kind of
Właśnie.
Feeling. But it's the 5th of January. So how about you, Evelina? How many times have you been to the gym this year?
Nowy rok się jeszcze nie rozpoczął. I don't have a new year yet. No niestety, tak to bywa. But from Tuesday, ja zaczynam we wtorek.
Tuesday?
Yes, that's my...
Who starts their week from Tuesday?
Ja.
I thought it's Monday.
No wszyscy zaczynają od poniedziałku, w moim przypadku będzie to wtorek, ale obiecuję, że będę się starać i możemy wrócić do tego tematu za jakiś czas. Chris postanowił, że będzie uczył się języka polskiego. Między innymi, what's next? What's more?
What's next? I actually have a more important one.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know about those people who have the iPhones, but recently on the latest upgrade, they have a thing called screen time.
To ja może wyjaśnię, to jest taka specjalna aplikacja, która pokazuje na telefonach komórkowych, na smartfonach, jak długo przebywasz online.
Exactly. And basically what it is, it tells you just how long you are on the phone for, how many times you pick up during the day. And pretty much I looked at this the other morning and it was about maybe 9 a.m., 10 a.m. And it said that I'd already been on the phone for just over 3 hours.
So you don't sleep.
I don't know how. Honestly, I don't know how this happens. I think it's just social media. Social media really takes so much time. It's crazy. It really is crazy.
O 10 nad ranem Chris już 3 godziny przebywał w świecie wirtualnym, w świecie online. To jest rzeczywiście bardzo dużo. Może Państwo mają też takie specjalne aplikacje. Dajcie znać, bo to jest na pewno pożeracz czasu i to też jest temat, o którym myślę w przyszłości będziemy rozmawiać. Jakie są Wasze postanowienia noworoczne? Koniecznie napiszcie, może być po polsku. Może być też po angielsku, jak najbardziej zachęcamy. 603-060-606.
That's right. It's 603-060-606. Just send us your New Year's resolutions. And I just want to send a quick shout out for Peter. Peter was the first person to text us in, and quite a nice text message. I don't know how you would translate this exactly, but in Polish, how is it? It's...
Chris przykleił mi banana na twarz od pierwszych słów, napisał Peter/Piotr, czyli banana on your face. You don't say it in English.
No, not exactly. So a smile on your face. And yeah, I'm quite happy. We've already affected Peter this morning. It's a good start.
Dziękujemy Piotrowi i uśmiechamy się, oczywiście jak najbardziej. 603-060-606. Na zegarach jest 18 minut po 11. Good morning, Dańsk.
Good morning. We have a few messages here from you guys. And Lena, I really like her message right here. So New Year's resolutions, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And Lena has written in and she has said, only to be happier than in 2018 and try to go out more of my comfort zone and meeting new people and trying new things. I think this is a great one.
Świetne. Trzymamy kciuki, żeby się udało.
What else do we have? Po angielsku to pewnie będzie, yeah?
Będzie. Peter made my day. To jeszcze a propos wcześniejszego SMS-a z bananem na twarzy. Po angielsku, Peter made my day. No, he made your day. Probably Chris, the Peter who wrote about the banana on his
Could
face.
Be. He has made my day.
Tu jeszcze po polsku też sporo państwa postanowień. Mniej czasu pracy, less time at work, więcej czasu spędzać z dziećmi, more time with the children, mniej jeść, eating less and reading more i więcej czytać. Eating less, naprawdę jeść mniej?
Eating less, no, I don't know.
Maybe, może lepiej jeść, or better, to eat
yes.
better.
I was thinking about becoming vegan at one stage, giving a go the whole vegan thing.
Very popular.
It is, but it's a little bit difficult, I think.
Mm-hmm, it is. Weganem Chris zastanawia się, czy nie zostać, ale stwierdziliśmy, że to jest bardzo trudne. Może weganie się odezwą, może przekonają, że to nie jest takie trudne. Mamy kilka statystyk, jeśli chodzi o noworoczne postanowienia. I co ciekawe, inne... Trochę inne, o tak będzie sprawiedliwie, te statystyki są w Polsce, troszeczkę inne też w Wielkiej Brytanii. A bit differences.
We do have a few differences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But first place in UK?
Well, the first, let's see, four places are all about exercising more and losing weight. And I'm
British.
Yeah, I know, but I'm so bored of this, you know? It's such a boring New Year's resolution.
You know how difficult it is?
Yeah, but come on, you know, you start exercising in the winter, and then when it gets to summer, you just let yourself go and eat pizza and drink. And then again, in the winter, you're back to exercise, and it's just a vicious circle.
Tak, a to jest jakiś cel w życiu. It's a goal in your life.
Exactly. It's a never-ending story.
Tak, yep. Zgadza się. Niekończąca się historia. So fitness, gym, and eating less, eating better, czyli wszystko, co dotyczy naszego ciała, lepszego samopoczucia.
Yeah. But what about in Poland? What do you have?
Quit smoking. Rzucę palenie. To jest w statystykach na pierwszym miejscu. And the second oczywiście schudnę.
Quit smoking is first?
Is first, yes.
Okay.
Tutaj w tej statystyce najpopularniejsze, jak się okazuje. At the third place you have nauczę się języka polskiego, czyli learning foreign language. And at the fifth place you have spotkam miłość mojego życia.
Meet like the love of my life, or mm-hmm,
at the fifth place.
Really? Okay, so on the UK side, this is nowhere to be seen. crazy, really? To meet somebody?
Tak, tak. Możesz takie zrobić postanowienie. Spotkam w tym roku miłość mojego życia. How can you do this?
I think
we don't know.
No. But I would love to know actually just the increase of popularity Tinder has had since the New Year's. I reckon, you know, maybe Tinder has, you know, everybody is on Tinder now. Now it's 2019 to meet somebody ready for summer. Who knows? Maybe. But I don't know, meeting the love of your life, setting this as a goal, this is a bit crazy.
You can't predict this.
True, but I have friends. I do have some friends and they are very much like, I don't even know how to explain this. They don't want to meet a girl, they want to meet their wife.
Czyli z założenia od razu spotkam żonę.
Exactly. They want to meet the next princess and they don't look for just a girl to make a girlfriend or become nice friends with. They actually specifically are looking for a wife. And I'm sure there's women out there looking for husbands as well. And, you know, actually, maybe we can get some people write into us just to see if there is anybody looking for a wife or a husband. This could be quite interesting.
Na pierwszej randce pytasz, zostaniesz moją żoną?
Maybe we could set up our own Tinder here at Radio Gdańsk.
Who Proszę knows? Bardzo, 603-060606, to jest ten numer telefonu.
Yep, so 603-060606, or you can comment on our Facebook page. So just go to the search bar and type in Good Morning Gdansk and you'll find our Facebook page. Leave us a comment or a message and we'll get straight back to you.
Tak, i jeszcze mamy e-maila też, Chris, prawda?
Email, yes. We have goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl.
Because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me. Because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:36 and we are here speaking about New Year's resolutions. And actually, we have a few people who have texted in regards to veganism. Veganism? That's a word, I assume? Yes? Veganism?
Veganism.
Okay, I assume
veganism.
It is. Veganism. Veganism. Okay. I assume that's a word. And I have to say, Damien has actually even sent us a picture. He has gone above and beyond and sent us a picture of his spice rack.
Wow, to jest cała szuflada przypraw. Fantastycznie.
Seriously, Damien, you have to come to my house and organize this for me. I've never seen something like this before in my life. He's labeled 50 different spices. They're all in a drawer. They look quite perfect, to be honest.
Panie Damianie, jesteśmy pełni podziwu. Naprawdę gratulujemy. Chris zaprasza pana Damiana do siebie do domu.
And obviously, Damian, he has mentioned spices are the thing that actually makes the food taste good. But he's been a vegetarian for 2 years and it seems to be going quite well for him.
Tak, i pan Damian zauważa, że kiedyś był mięsożercą i miał kilka przypraw, a teraz ma ponad 50. And that's the point. Tu tkwi haczyk do smacznych roślinek. Brawo, panie Damianie, dziękujemy bardzo. A tu ktoś napisał jeszcze in English, I am vegan.
I'm vegan, it's quite simple and healthy. Okay, healthy I fully agree with, but quite simple. Like, what do you eat? Do you just eat lettuce and carrots every day, or
spices?
But I don't know. How do you, apart from tofu, how do you, I don't know, change the meat around and things like this? What do you do? You know, I think for most people, normally a meal is carbohydrates, proteins, and then vegetables or fats, and this is how you organize a meal.
And that's the idea for our next show about veganism, yeah. Vegetarianism and so on and so on. Ale jeśli chodzi o jedzenie, Andrew napisał, I love chocolate too, pani Ewelino, więc dałem sobie spokój z tymi postanowieniami. W zamian za to trochę więcej ruchu, żeby w tym roku mieć nieco mniej do dźwigania in the Tatras. Bardzo dobry pomysł na audycję. Przy okazji odkurzę, a może i poprawię trochę swój mizerny angielski. Pozdrawia Andrew. Chris właśnie po to jest, by przypomnieć język angielski tym, którzy dawno temu się tego języka uczyli.
I love the effect that we're having on people to learn English.
Tak.
It's so many people have wrote in and said that they are going to start learning English or going to start brushing up on their English. I love this effect that we're having right now.
Wspaniale, wspaniale. Czujemy się naprawdę niesamowicie w związku z tym. A red bean. You can make every meal out of it. Ktoś napisał. Czerwona fasola.
Red bean.
No okay. Ciekawe, ciekawe jak to będzie. On the list of resolutions, English resolutions, Chris, do you still have something very interesting or more interesting? I have number 4, wyjadę w podróż marzeń. I will make my dreams come true and I will go somewhere I've never been to.
Okay, this is a nice idea actually. This is what I mean. These are unique New Year's resolutions, not just about going to the gym and things like this. But this is very nice. In the UK, actually, number 5, we have learn a new skill or hobby.
To jest fajne.
Yeah, and of course,
wyzwanie.
I think
challenge.
You can kind of mix this with exercising. So one thing I've started to do is started to listen to audiobooks. When I go to the gym, rather than listen to music, I've started to listen to audiobooks. Even, I will tell you, the other day I went to the gym and I tried to listen to a Polish podcast.
Wow.
At the same time. However, my brain is not really the multitasking type of brain. And trying to, you know, try work out and listen to Polish at the
too
same
much.
Time. It's a little bit difficult. It's a little bit difficult.
But ciekawe.
I'm hoping it has the same effect that, you know, some people say, okay, you play maybe something while you sleep and your brain just absorbs it while you're sleeping.
I never believed in this.
No, I don't believe it either, but I'm hoping it will have the same effect.
Trzymamy kciuki za Chrisa, żeby jednak ten taki przynajmniej no dwutaskowy tak zwany umiejętności posiadał, czyli z jednej strony ćwiczenie na siłowni, z drugiej strony słuchanie języka polskiego w uszach. Zachęcamy do korespondencji. Nasz numer oczywiście to jest 603-06-06-06. Mamy też adres e-mail, pod który nasi słuchacze mogą pisać. A ten adres e-mail to?
Yeah, it's goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl and it's 603-06-06-06.
Zgadza się. A tu jeszcze sporo SMS-ów od Państwa, którzy... Państwo podoba się pomysł tej audycji. People seem to like the idea of our show, Chris Furman.
I know. It's
Mr.
Going,
Furman.
It's going quite well at the moment. I'm honestly impressed. I was quite nervous this morning. But, you know, so far so good. We still have another 20 minutes to go, so we will see. Everything could go badly.
A na pewno nie. Nie dzisiaj. Za 18 minut będzie południe. I said her from the city, so her got to be witty witty. She said him from the country, so him got to be funky funky. Radio Gdańsk. Good morning, Gdańsk.
Good morning, Gdańsk. We just had a quick question about the previous song which was played, and it was Jet.
Are you gonna be my girl?
Are you gonna be my girl? And I'm a little bit disappointed because that was Evelina's pick, not mine.
Ale Chris przed chwilą wybrał Kelly's i Millionaire.
Yeah, I thought I was doing quite good with the music this morning. I was trying to go old school a little bit. But I've had no
comments. Wait a minute, they will write you also. Państwo na pewno też pochwalą Chrisa za jego wybór muzyczny. And a lot of messages. Thank you so much.
I have to just say this one here. The best way to stay fit is to start using fasting. This is also the cheapest way.
Czyli post in Polish.
Mm-hmm. Post? Mm-hmm. So I guess this is the cheapest way because obviously you don't eat. But I have to say it's a fantastic idea. I did this over Christmas time because, of course, during Christmas we eat a lot of rubbish, let's say. Or maybe good food, but just a bit too much.
What is he talking about?
So yes, I did this not eating until 1 p.m. and it just kind of means that you take in less calories throughout the whole day. So I think great idea, very good.
No dobrze, post to jest oczywiście jeden z pomysłów, ale teraz chcielibyśmy jeszcze troszeczkę do statystyk powrócić, mianowicie ile tak naprawdę osób pozostaje przy swoich postanowieniach, ponieważ the first day of January is of course the border, to jest taki graniczny punkt, kiedy te postanowienia...
Distant person to the reservation. Default the
I'm engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:55 and we are still speaking about New Year's resolutions. And I have to say, Lena, I love your responses here. So we spoke about you earlier, and you was your mission for 2019 was to get out of your comfort zone a little bit more and meet some new people. And I love how she just wrote another message. I will let you know in 1 year from now if this year was happy as I planned as my New Year's resolution, or it was effing terrible, Chris.
You have a fan already, Chris.
Thank you, Lena. Hopefully this year will be fantastic.
But Chris has some tips for you. Ma troszeczkę podpowiedzi, Chris, jeśli chodzi o wytrwanie w tych postanowieniach.
Yeah, so hopefully I can motivate you guys a little bit with some tips. And basically, these are just tips for your New Year's resolutions, because when people are trying to, say, lose weight, for example, they set their goals a little bit too high. So we just have a three-step plan. So we have one, keep your goals realistic, create a clear plan, and set yourself a timeline. So don't say you want to lose 50 kilograms in a matter of 6 months. Set yourself small goals and work up to it.
Zgadza się. W pełni małymi kroczkami, step by step. And you will be the king.
Exactly that.
Chris Foreman, bardzo dziękujemy.
Thank you for having me. It's been fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And again, you'll hear from me next week, Saturday, 11 a.m. But of course, stay tuned. Our Facebook page will be constantly updated. So interact with us a little bit at Good Morning Gdansk. Or you can email us at goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl.
Dziękujemy bardzo. Jesteśmy tutaj za tydzień w sobotę o 11. Od 11.
Od 11.
Chris Foreman.
Thank you, and Evelina Potocka.
Dziękujemy, do usłyszenia. We got the power to be loving each other no matter what happens. We got the power to do that. We're not a proof world to see me. Okay. We got the power to be ringing the great bell out there. We got the power for that. We got the power to do that. I dream of home, I dream of life out of here. The dreams are small, my dreams don't know fear. I got my heart full of hope, I will change everything. No matter what I'm told, how impossible it seems. We did it before and we'll do it again. We're indestructible, even when we're tired. And we've been here before, just you and I. Don't try to rescue me.
Reklama. W grę. Grecji jest takie powiedzenie: siga, siga, spokojnie, bez pośpiechu zdążymy. Ale gdy chodzi o wielkie greckie wakacje, najlepsze hotele, najniższe ceny, to nie ma siga, siga, jest pośpiesz się! Bo teraz na grekos.pl znajdziesz najlepsze oferty First Deal z gwarancją najniższej ceny. Leć z Gdańska na Kos lub wybierz jeden z 9 innych greckich kierunków.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:55 and we are still speaking about New Year's resolutions. And I have to say, Lena, I love your responses here. So we spoke about you earlier, and your mission for 2019 was to get out of your comfort zone a little bit more and meet some new people. And I love how she just wrote another message. I will let you know in 1 year from now if this year was happy as I planned as my New Year's resolution, or it was effing terrible, Chris.
You have a fan already, Chris.
Thank you, Lena. Hopefully this year will be fantastic.
But Chris has some tips for you. Ma troszeczkę podpowiedzi, Chris, jeśli chodzi o wytrwanie w tych postanowieniach.
Yeah, so hopefully I can motivate you guys a little bit with some tips. And basically, these are just tips for your New Year's resolutions, because when people are trying to, say, lose weight, for example, they set their goals a little bit too high. So we just have a three-step plan. So we have one, keep your goals realistic, create a clear plan, and set yourself a timeline. So don't say you want to lose 50 kilograms in a matter of 6 months. Set yourself small goals and work up to it.
Zgadza się. W pełni małymi kroczkami, step by step. And you will be the king.
Exactly that.
Chris Foreman, bardzo dziękujemy.
Thank you for having me. It's been fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And again, you'll hear from me next week, Saturday, 11 a.m. But of course, stay tuned. Our Facebook page will be constantly updated. So interact with us a little bit at Good Morning Gdansk. Or you can email us at goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl.
Dziękujemy bardzo. Jesteśmy tutaj za tydzień w sobotę o 11. Od 11.
Od 11.
Chris Foreman.
Thank you, and Evelina Potocka.
Dziękujemy, do usłyszenia.